So there, we'll knock it off. I will go no agu to be soil in Islam Shnei Sakim. We will see Mehot Mehem, she will see Mehot Mehem, she will be heck. We know agu will see Mishal Chosra, but you don't have to put. And both say, you have to receive it. As long as you put on one night, you put home. And another night, you don't put up anything. So you know. So, we know agu will see Mishal Chosra. Vainly Shamus Mishal Yisrael. You see, in Amor. Ramo was a very had a great regard for Minogi Yisrael. I mean, he doesn't mention it, let's say, in regard to every minute, because other Minogim, he doesn't have to mention it. Because other Minogim, so one is an Avarian if he's Mizalton Minogim. Let's say if somebody will be Mizalton Hogim of 9 days, Mishavua Shechalis Deshev Zeche. So then he's an Avarian, or if he'll be Mizalton Hogim of Kidneyes Pesach. Because these are things. These are things that are the minig, where the minig originated in Yisroel. The purpose of all these minogim, kidneys, and pesach, let's say, so it originated in Yisroel. Or the 9 days, Shavuish Chalitz Yosef, not as Yisroel against Averes, but these are things that even without minig, there is a kima mitzvah of Averes at home. So Memele, if there is a minhag, so then it comes within the halacha of Altitish Nira Semech. Of Altitish Gemore, there's a Gemore in Pesachim, in Pishin, Noag, Ushal, Lahaflik, Mitzir, Litzidenberg, Shabbos. So they had the minhag because of three Shabbos. So they had Nezis Yom, they shouldn't, Chas V'Shom, come to Chil Shabbos, not to go by boat from Tzir to Tzidin, even though it just took a few hours from Tzir to Tzidin. You know, to go by boat. So the Bnei Pishin wanted to get a heter, so the Gemara says, Pesachim, Mokim Shenoagu, Al Tidish Nira Semecha. So that's the Mokia for Minogim. If somebody is Mizalzo Minogi Yisroel, that are based upon Siog, or that are based, or that relate to something that would be a Kiyuma Mitzvah even without a Bnei. But it wouldn't be obligatory, like the minogim of the 9 days, or the minogim of Shavuot Shechalistish of Misechet. So even without a minog, there would be a kima mitzvah of certain aviles, because the Gemara says, "Mishenichtas biopen ma'atim b'simcha." So even without minogim, so there would be a kima mitzvah. There is a minog not to go to this Amerchetz in the 9 days, but even without a minog, there is a kima mitzvah of observing certain avelis in the 9 days. So mainly there is a minhag, so the Shulchan Aruch says that Peir Nisgela Yishachem Nochos, and then it comes within the posse of Al Titish Dira Semecho. Ma she'in kein, let's say, minhogi, let's say, like standing up, let's say, before Vayvor Adobin. I mean, all kinds of these minhogi. So he will not be, if somebody doesn't do it, he'll not be in a barrier. But now certainly this minhag, if somebody will not be reishim shel cholov, so it's certainly not being a bayan, he will not have any avere. It doesn't come within al tidish nira semecho. So that's why the Ramo emphasizes the English and the of Israel, because in as much as it doesn't involve any avere, when you don't comply with these minhagim, let's say the minhagim, I mean that Ramo mentions on Pesach night you pour off. For each, you know, for each market, don't swadeyakin. Suppose somebody doesn't do it, he's not in a barrier. I saw Billy Yisrael who didn't do it. He's not in a barrier. So if somebody is misalzen in hogim of kipnias, or another minhogim, let's say minhogim of 5 days over and above the Zion Kingdom, he's certainly in a barrier. But these minhogim, why? Because they were adapted as Yisrael. Mashenkin these minogim, so it doesn't come within Al Tidish Dira Semecho. But, so one could say, could, you know, have an attitude, you know, of disdain towards such minogim. So the Ramo says, Vein Lishan Zimesh of Yisrael. Every minog Yisrael, even a minog that Al Putin will not mechuyev to comply with that, so we shouldn't chas v'sholem have an attitude of disdain. Yes, what?
Gabinets of Charka, is there a basis for the common practice of leaving a tree in for maize lace?
No, I mean, because the purpose of Nizmi Karka, Lefipshutei, I mean, you'll see that not everybody agrees with it. But Lefipshutei, so the purpose of Nizmikalati is only to knock off a ban, a dried up ban. So Memela, there is no purpose in leaving it idle for 24 hours before you are Nizmikalati. Because if the purpose had been, you know, to take out the bleer, all right. So Memela, there is a purpose. Because maybe a mashu bleer will be made. So we have to make sure that to let it stay idle for 24 hours. But the purpose is to knock off a ban, so it's not shy. So if any ban is not knocked off, so even if you left it idle for 24 hours, so it's still not this coming down. Of course, it's a machlik, it's the Rashi and the Ran. Today is Shchonos, it's the Rubes we learn.
And how about leaving it in the carpet itself? Is there any other method besides putting it in and out 10 times, like leaving it in the carpet?
No, it's because you're all right, you have to knock it off the carpet.
Is there any minhag to leave it in the carpet for 24 hours?
No. It's not the leaving it. It's because when you push it in, you knock it off. It's not the leaving it. The leaving it will not accomplish anything. But if you push it, first of all, if it's carpet kosher, so you have to exert a lot of pressure in order to thrust it in. And then you do it many times, so you mainly knock it off. But it's not by the fact that it's knows the karka, it's by the fact that you exert a lot of pressure in, and because of that pressure, so you knock off any dried up grease. Alright, now the taz. Actually, Yish Sheshoi, Sipal, Yish was a base time. Oechocha, Boso, Meitzi, Shumen, Omeshech Tamaz Manoch. That's the time of Rashi. Ufizem mishaloyche eloyes litinei ki nitzorich lehamti. Vitam beis utam aramba. Mishu boso shibin avshinai. Dimikre boso rachi shoyis. Vahakein have ki miyuk. That is, who says like that is according, that this is so according to the Rambam. That is, the Tur and also the Miri says it according to the Rambam. However, the Prichodosh is chelik and he says it even according to the Rambam. If he knows that he has Kroms bin Hashinayim, so it's awesome, even though it's after 6 hours. But you see that the Rishenim, I mean, you cannot pechishish for the Shita of the Precholosh when it is contrary to the Shita Rishenim. True that the Miri mentions on that Tsugye, mentions the Yeshem Rim, that if he knows that he has Kroms between the teeth. So then, even though it's after 6 hours, even after it's 12 hours, so he's not allowed to eat milk unless he cleans out his teeth. And the Palito also says that. But that does not mean that the Yeshem and the Miri is in conflict with the other Miri, that the Miri says that according to the Rambam, so he after 6 hours, even if he knows that he has crumbs between the teeth, he's still muta to eat gvino. Why? Because you see the Miri that says that after 6 hours, so even if he has crumbs, he's allowed to eat gvino. So he mentions that according to the Rambam. The Yeshayim doesn't say according to Ishite. So it could very well be explained on the basis of the Shita of Rashi. That's what the Yeshayim says. And when the Ito says that if he knows that he has qualms between his teeth, so even after 6 hours he's also there, because the Bali Ito probably agrees with the Tam of Rashi. But as far as Shita Rambam is concerned, so the Prichodosh is the only one who says that even according to the Rambam, so if he knows that he has qualms between his teeth, so then he still is not allowed, even though it's after 6 hours, he's not allowed to eat green. Alright. Now, Ufizeh, Tamale is chayv lamti, according to the Rambam Pshat. Rak yeh shkule bibos ha-shim na-shinayim, shahar b'shoiz, v'kayim olon klahach v'kishnei atayim. Achar achilas ha-boso shoachas. Zeli Shei Mari, there's a true Sadesh. Rabbi Meisim Shor, Midato, Rehamtin Shoachas, Acha, Asudas Boso, Visilku Bilf, Veichlin Vino, Avo Gabi Ashka von Remes, Lishio Ze, Mikomokin, Mim Chebiodo, Hoyu Batis, Ravio, Matirin, So in other words, we cannot be machmir, we cannot tell them they do the wrong thing. Because after all, according to Teitzvah and Rav Yoshi Teir, so even that is a chum. Some mele, we cannot stop. Avatznuim, meishchem ideyem, isin ashachris le'avis. Gam ne'agim ha'elom, de'inchiluk b'zeh, b'neivlu b'hem. Mashal p'rik ha'bosor, simentes, tamo al'zeh. Lomo no'a gul ha'okil b'zeh, neked orin v'aramba, she'itzricho l'chol ha'poches vof joiz. Vof joiz. Because of shalitura she'ne'egin k'ramba, ve'loi k'teisviz l'matir, u'mikom bo'kim gam siluk b'ir b'inu. So in other words, even if he complies in the Shittas Rambam, he waits 6 hours. Even though he complies in the Shittas Rambam, he waits 6 hours. So, but Siluk Biruch, so he also needs. The Moikei Nafil Him Tinkol Ayeim Osa. Because of it, V'im Yef Shal Limchiz B'yad Niodom, She'inom Niteiro, Avol Niteiro, Rol Limchiz V'ligia Bahem, Shaloi Yokilu poches mishishoyis. Atkan. So you see, that's the reason as to why the whole Tzvut is Yisrael, except in certain regions, certain cities in Germany, not all cities in Germany. Certain cities in Hamburg, I mean, certain cities, Leipzig, other cities, they do observe 6 hours. But certain cities in Germany, in Holland, so, but except for that, so the whole Tzvut is Yisrael, very Zoyim, to observe 6 hours, even though the Ramor is making. And Choltvutz is Yisrael relies on the Ramor. Because you see, there are many poskim contemporaries of the Ramor, the Mashal and others, I mean, who were massacred on the Ramor as to why he was making in regard to 6 hours. Yes?
Is there any marker for this waiting like 5 hours and 31 minutes? You don't
know? I don't want to discuss that. The 5 hours and 31 minutes. There is a mocker, but I don't want to discuss it. Because I'll only mention one thing, but anyone whose parents, whose grandparents observed it, has no heter to be made on it, because then he's a Peretz Geder. But Reb Chaim only observed 5 hours and 31 minutes. Reb Chaim. I didn't want to mention it because I don't want that Reb Chaim's kules should be used as a kule by others who do not follow up all the chumras of Reb Chaim. So memele, and that is no heter for anyone whose family does observe 6, because in such things there is an inyan of Peretz Geder. So if somebody, let's say, is from a background of a German Jews from Hamburg, from Leipzig, and even certain Jews from Berlin, where their minhag traditionally has been to observe 3 hours or 1 hour. Some German Jews have a minhag of 3 hours. 5 hours I never heard. But I mean, 3 hours, and some Holland Jews, I mean Dutch Jews, have a minhag of 1 hour. I mean, that's the Pesach of the Ramon. Reb Chaim observed 5 hours and 31 minutes. As a matter of fact, somebody told me, I didn't see it, that there is a tshuva from the Chasam Sefer, but it's not published. I don't know, it was published, but not in the regular tshuvas. I never saw it. Somebody told me, certain Hungarian Rav told me in New York, that the Chasam Sefer was midayin the same thing from the Rambam. Because the Lashon Rambam is k'moi sheishos. K'moi sheishos. So Reb Chaim said it means that it doesn't have to be mamish 6 hours, approximately 6 hours. What does it mean approximately? More or less. So it can be less too. And in other words, if it's less than half an hour, so that's considered mashu al pidi. Less than half an hour is considered mashu. So Reb Chaim many times ate milchiks after the expiration of five hours and 31 minutes. And somebody told me that Chasam Sefer said the same thing. But that does not give a heter to anyone in whose mishpoche, I mean, they observe 6 hours. So then it's an inyan of Peretz Geder. All right. But the Rambam, you see, I didn't mention it because the Mechaber doesn't say k'moi sheishos. The Rambam says Moishe Shoyes, but the Mechaber says Achinishe Sheishoyes. So it's mashma. It's for the Mechaber. So Mechaber, he says Sheishoyes. All right. Now, uvevush kosav. The Hacham Tana Shor Shezocher Amohu Midin Rismak. Vihu Toi Sefer. So he kosav shum pesikim. But the Gro mentions the Zeya Parsha Mishpot. The whole Mandoch Lahai Michle Kichode will be Shatechod. So apparently they were not aware of that of that Zohar. Or maybe they were aware of that Zeya. It's not spelled out because Shatechod does not necessarily mean one show or 60 minutes. Anyway, they don't mention, the Gro mentions the Zeya, yes?
They're on the court for 3 hours?
I don't know. I mean, who is it? The Holland Jews observe 3 hours, some German Jews, 3 hours. I don't know what they're working for. 3 hours, I don't know. Vidovo, Rakmariv is a hetakos, which is a little neyke. Avaloyne dinoche, Vidovo poshetu, the mishenei mikule zu, lehamtin shoachas, shetzore gamke, leginuach vihadoche. כמו שהוזכר בדברי השמרים של רמו, שמזה נמשך הכל הזה. There's the tashite, what I mentioned yesterday, that, I mean, the day before yesterday, that the chashach is chelik, you see. One thing that Rambam says in so many words, that if he doesn't wait anything, he just clears the table, and he's before him because Rambam wasn't, so then he has to, he has to have kinuach vadoch. How about someone who, on top of clearing the table and benching, so he also waits an hour? So is that to be treated like? Is he to be treated like one who waits 6 hours? So then it goes without saying that he doesn't have to make kinuach vadoch. Why? Because in the course of 6 hours by itself, all the crumbs will come out. So maybe if he waits 1 hour also. Also, this is what the Shach says. And from the Pashtus HaLoshon of the Rambam, it's much more like that, because the Rambam mentions Kinuach Vadoch only in conjunction with one who just clears the table, that's all. He doesn't mention in conjunction with one who waits an hour. But the Taz is chelik, and he says, Vidovo poshetu, shdimi shenei bikul ezu lehamtin shu'ach ha'shitzor gamtel Kinuach Vadoch. But the Shach considers the Dovah Poshu the other way. Alright. Moshuska with the Mishim Shal Ramosh, and he said, Mishach HaKul Aziz. Alright. Abo in his own Mosei. So he says, Vishim the Vov, because I wasn't on last life of Vino, Abo in his own Mosei. So the Taz is Masik and Ramosh. Abo in his own Mosei, Liodati Bame Somchu Mosei. Do you care Akul Ewood, is really like a Shem and Shizoch Ramosh, Shudas Atis for Avio, which is after the Mishim Ari. משום מוסקה בפירים בתייס בגושן זה, אלא אפילו אלתר, עם סילי קוביר עכשיו אותו, משמע גלומחן את ברכס המוזי, אלו כשכבו סילי כעצמי מן הסוד לשאו כוסו, ואילו כאן לא יסיל כו עצמו מן האחירי, עד הרבי, מכינים עצמו לאחיל האחרס, ואם כן, ברכס המוזי, לא ימחנה, לא מחנה כלום, נמצא שאין להם על מה שיסמכו, ואייסים נגד דימוי התלמוד, לפי כל הדייס, אני נזברי שעת, אני נהן. ויורי דבר אדישם ירד אל עצמי, מילי שאים שאים נירים בו זה במסיבה אחת. אני נזברי שעת, against those who are maker and who deliberately bench, I mean, in order to be able to wash again. As I mean, as a matter of fact, I mean, I don't see what is wrong with the shita of the Ramo, because it's mistaber that it's not the benching that concludes the meal. Since when does benching conclude the meal? Since when? And suppose he doesn't bench, he doesn't know how to bench, so that means that it's one big meal throughout his life. So, in other words, the benching is miyake, because if he's the kind of a person, if he's the kind of a person that benches all the time, so if he didn't bench, so it looks that he didn't finish the meal. So even though 6 hours have elapsed, but it still looks as if he didn't finish the meal. Masha'im kei, if he does bend, so then it certainly doesn't look. So why? So it's very mistava like the Rambam. So why is the Taz? Apparently the Taz holds that in view of the fact that the average person so does not finish one meal and then 20 minutes later he washes again. So Mimele, since there is no substantial time has elapsed, so that one could say it's already time to eat another. So Mimele cannot be considered as a new meal. So Bishleime. So Mimele, he says. So it seems, in view of the fact that, let's say, according to the Rambam, so what does Suda Acheres mean? 6 hours. Why? Because that's the usual interval between of the average person between the morning Suda and the afternoon Suda. I mean, Bisman Chazal, they were two Sudas only, two major meals. So there was a 6 hour interval between one Suda and the other. So mainly we have to say that even the Taz will agree that if, let's say, he was engaged in a very big meal, he had a lot of company, let's say, he had speeches, so the meal took, it took more than 6 hours. And suppose he finished eating the meat and all the courses, but they were still sitting at a table and talking. And 6 hours elapsed. 6 hours elapsed. And then he wouldn't even think of benching, because there is still a long day. But he deliberately benched in order to wash again. But with 6 hours elapsing, then the Taz wouldn't say, Hayorid Barat Hashem, so Yad Latzmi Malaysia if you want. Because in view of the fact that 6 hours already elapsed from the time he finished eating, so then he certainly looks like a new Suda. He certainly looks like a new Suda. So but when does the Taz say Hayorid Barat Hashem, Yad Latzmi Malaysia if you want, if 6 hours didn't elapse? So then it looks like a hemshech of the first Suda, with a little bit of a recess. So it looks like a hemshech of the first Suda. So, but if he benches in good faith, not for the purpose of eating again, so then the fact that he benches, that concludes the Suda. If he does it in good faith, but if he does it as a trick, so in view of the fact that very little time has elapsed, less than the time that usually intervenes between one Suda and another, so maybe it cannot be considered as another Suda. So that's, but in case 6 hours already elapsed, then the Taz will be made that it's all right to bench him deliberately. All right. ושיעור גבינו כושר שזוכר עמו, היינו שעוברו עלו ווף חודושי, אוי שאירי מסולעס, כי אם כוסף יסב הטר, וכוסף שום די ניסה מבוסר החקבינו, די דווקא טעם בוסר שבפה, מאחר שיקרי נקרא בוסר, שייך למגזר בי אותו בוסר בכל אוף. מכל מוקי מצד חסידוס, יש לי זוהר. So in other words, that this whole Indian, of waiting 6 hours at the Gvino Kosho, that is only Midas Chasidus. That is, so and from Ramo it's also Mashmah, then the Chim Neyagin, she kol she at Gvino Kosho, in Eich Benachel, af Sela Reiv, kmo in Gvino Achabosa, v Yish Makilim vein Limchis, miutei Vahachim, so in other words, we see from Ramo, that's only a Midas Chasidus. Not, it's not a Chim, all right. ונראה לזדהיתי, ניתן הרמב"ם שזכרתי בגיש הסימן, שבאכילה אז גבינו החפוסו, הוא משום פוסו של השניים, אבל מטעם שבאישיך, מן הפוסו שבפה, אלוהיך בסלון, אפשר למקם, בכל גבינו לס איסה לאכל בוסר אחר, וגם בפוסו של השניים לא היה בקרינו בפוסו, אילה בכל, בכל לומכו הפוסו לידנו בשיניהם, כדי זה בגמורה, משום הוכם בגבינו שבין השניים, להיו בגבין הכלל, ואין לטעם שזכרתי שמשום שומן פשיטה, יש לעשר גם בגבינו מסלעה, שטעם שלא נמשה בפה זמן רב, אם כן יש להכנו, אבל אבל נראה נזדהיתי דווקא בגבינו מסלעה שיש להכנו, כן? והוא מדינה, מטעם שזכרנו, אבל בגבינו ישנו ואינו מסלעה, ולא נעשה בחולות, אשר אומרו אותו בקיבו, כדי להקפיא החולות, רק נעשה, רק נעשה, מחולו בעלמה ונסיעה פשו איך לכם או אין להכנו בזה יעיסה מכדוח וניקרו שיניים ועד וחספי ידיים כי מי שנהיג בתייסוס פרישוס וזירוסי So we see two things. First of all, from the Ramo, there is a difference between the Shita of the Ramo and the Isa Beheter and the Shita of the Taz. Because the Ramo and the Isa Beheter, they both say that, not only imply, but they both say it, that even if it's a Gvino Kosher made, Muslas and everything, it was kept. I mean, it was processed for 6 months. So it's not osir, but only midas chazidus. But from the lashon of the Taz, it's mashma, not like that. Yesh le pshita she yesh le eser, gam bigvino misulas she tam shelo nimshak bipez mamav. So pshita yesh le eser. So it's not a mirror of the series. So in other words, so there is enough community between Isa Beheter and Ramo. I call it Isa Beheter and Ramo. Eating bosor after gvino kosher, hard cheeses. So, it's only in the Schiddes. According to Ramo, it's also about it. Not, I'm sorry. According to the Isabeter and Ramo, it's only in the Schiddes. According to the Taz, it's also. But the Taz says, it's only also according to the Rashi's explanation. That the time of 6 hours is because Tam Aposo is Nimshach. Tam Aposo is Nimshach. But according to Rambam's explanation, I said, because of the Posa Binashinayim, so there is no basis for waiting 6 hours after Bruno Kosher. Why? Because according to Rambam's explanation, we have to say that, why do we say that for 6 hours? So it's not considered, cannot consider digested, and it's considered to be halish and also because of the zeros of our boso in denu ben shinayen. And we have to say that that was within 6 hours from the eating of boso. Within 6 hours from the eating of boso. So, our boso ben shinayen. So it's because we have a special zeros akoso that boso retains its halishem boso for 6 hours. Masha'intim negiyat gvino, so there we don't have the posuk of a gvino idenu bin shineyem. So gvino, so even immediately, the moment he eats it up, and it is already between the teeth, he does not even have a chalishem gvino. So mele, there is no, so it changes. The moment you chew it, and it becomes stuck between your teeth, it is already ponim chadoshes. It already assumes the gvino already assumes it ponim chadoshes, and it does not have a chalishem. This is what he says. All right. Vishumin shal boso because of it is chatos v'shinagdo yishal doy. Dafim vishumin avos yishlach u'besiose v'rechayvus mitan imu kosam v'shinagdo yismaymin dimorak shal boso yishli din boso. והבנייני פרק להדבורים כוסף, ויש לי דין תפשיל של בוסו. הויל ויהו צול. הויל ויהו צול. So now, what is... I mean, you see, מחליק את השני. Whether soup, meat soup. So, has a dean of בוסו that you have to wait 6 hours, or it has a dean of תפשיל של בוסו that you don't have to wait 6 hours. I mean, this is only true according to the Shita of Rabbi Tam, because the Mechaba passes like Rabbi Tam, but according to the Shita of the Rashbam, so even after the Tavshel Shabbos, you have to wait 6 hours if you want to eat Gvino itself. if you want to eat Benitza. So we see Machlekes Rishenim, and these Rishenim all agree with the Shita of Rambam, because most Rishenim agree with Rambam, as to whether as Mork Shal Boso has a din of Boso or it has a din of Tashis of Boso. Now, so you could say that it's a Machlekes Mitzias. In other words, what's the Tam? You see, of course, there couldn't be, from the point of view of the Rambam's explanation, because the boss of the qualms of boss of Nashinayim, so soup doesn't remain stock in Nashinayim, it's a liquid, how can it remain stock? So that certainly, so it goes without saying that those who say that you have to wait 6 hours, even Malibid Ramtabshi, 6 hours after the eating of soup, so it's not, so it's not on the basis of the Rambam Shita. It's on the basis of Rashi's explanation, because Tam Apostle is Nimshach. So they say, Rabbi Yehuda says, so the Agos Maimon says that the Tam Apostle is Nimshach in Suktu. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say? It's not Nimshach. So you could say it's a Machlokes Mitzias. But one thing is clear, that this accords only with the Shita's, the explanation given by Rashi, not with the explanation given by the Rambam. So it's a Machlekes Mitzias, but it's not Mistaber that there is a Machlekes Mitzias. So it's more Mistaber that the Machlekes is what degree of Tam Nimshach is important. So when you eat soup, I mean, this is a Mitzias, because what is soup? Soup means that it's water, and then you cooked the chicken or meat in that water. So mele, the water absorbed the tam of the chicken or the meat. And not only that, when you cook it, so some juice, as a result of the cooking, so some juice was from the meat was also squeezed out. After all, meat has juice. If, as long as it's not dehydrated meat, so it has juice. So as a result of the cooking, so some juice was squeezed out. But the fact is that when you eat soup of meat, so there is a much greater time than you eat a tafshil of bosa. So the question is on the degree of tam nimshach. Not that there is a machlekes mitzias. All right. But they only accord. But according to Shita Rambam, then certainly you don't have to, according to Rambam's explanation, then you certainly don't have to wait 6 hours. 6 hours. 6 hours after the eating of soup. And not only that, according to the Shita's, according, if we accept the Rambam's explanation that the purpose of 6 hours is because of the drums of Boso in Ashinayim, so even if we pass like the Rashbam, that you have to wait 6 hours. After a tafshil of boso, so it's only shayach to say a tafshil of boso. So then we got our rabbis. It's only a tafshil of boso. So in respect to a tafshil of boso, so then you could say there are also crumbs. Mashenkin soup, which is a liquid. What kind of crumbs do you have? So even according to Rashbam, you won't have to wait 6 hours. Even according to Rashbam. So soup should be even more cow than tafshil boso. But in other words, so the Rishonim who consider soup more humble, so it's because they agree with the explanation given by Rashi, not the explanation given by the Rambam. So Rabbi Yehuda Pirik Ladvorim Chazal Yishli Din Tafshil Boso Ruyu Gutzo Avol Imuof Umeri Rokis Yishli Din Boso Miu Alidei Nitzi. So I said that the plain pshat in the Rambam is in the Itzeh, Bikarka, that it's for the purpose of knocking out the BN, not for the purpose of extracting Gimbalua. But that the Shach says that. He says that in the Nikudas HaKesef especially, he says that. But from the Taz, it's not mashmal. Mi al dinitze, ze koye amashikosab, sheritze lachtir gvino bisakin shel boso. So he says, when does the Ramo say, al dinitze vikaka koshi, ishore, that is only if he's ritze lachtir gvino bisakin shel boso. Bisakin shel boso. Avul mashikosab sho so lachtir chlechem, o so lachtir chlechem. So then, even it's a bikarke, al mashikosa. She also lacked a clechem, we tzorich rak genua chasaki. So we don't need any itze. Any itze. Kidi mashma besiose. Mashikosa. Now, if the pshat of the in the Ramo, according to the Taz, had been for the purpose of knocking off the dried, impregnated grease on the surface of the sakin. So Memele, why does he say in respect to lechem, loitzorich hakinuach hasakin? Why loitzorich hakinuach hasakin? V'kidmashem b'siyosev, mashikosev b'shein, oches chayim b'shein rab nishimshem. Vishom kosovatam, the haven is in tam, ban is in tam. The haven is in tam, ban is in tam. So in other words, so we see that according to the Taz, the purpose of Nietzsche is not just to knock off the bear. So he says, now look what Nikudas HaKesef says. Zeine, uchmivui ablehedi v'tiras chatos. Klala involved, involved, afil lachter b'lechem, lechel im gvino, tzorich nitze. V'chei ma shikosu b'izayen, lesen. So he said, now, in Izayen, avu kvo noagu, nire kavanose, v'fi amine goso lachter b'vino b'safi shol boso, afil adim nitze b'karake, ki kach echmiro l'atzmo, likach l'givine sakin achet davke, avu yukol mokein, lachter b'lechem, לאחר ווינו בזה שעב נשאו מסמך המה שמכאן כתחילו. So he says, וכי מה שקוסה ביזיין לסי, ומה שקוסה, הוא דון עם צורך לזה, אליו מילסי, וענן הוכל לו משום בלי המה משעסקן לו, דורצינן ביצייננו, אלו משום דיסקי שם נוסי, תוך על פונו, וכי משתשמיש איתו דיר, לא יסעד אלי בתנוח, ומשל מח מרוכה, דאפילו ניצה למהנה, by mishach sifkot nechov. So in other words, so we see that the Taz, according to the Taz, so in the Yitzhak Bikarake that the Gemara mentions is for the purpose of extracting certain bliyas. According to the Shach, the whole purpose of the Yitzhak Bikarake is not to extract any bliyas. That it couldn't do. I mean, a beluah couldn't come out, even a beluah that is just in the periphery of the sakin couldn't come out from the Yitzhak Bikarake. But it's for the purpose of knocking off dried up grease. I'm sorry, but I have to leave now. So next year, we'll go over the shachs and also the whole simen and chal with the taz and the shach. But the last taz, I just finished in haste. I mean, so I just want to go over it again. I mean, some of you missed it. I mean, now Sivo. We all need to be karka koshe show. So the Taz says, "Ze koya mashikosav sheritz lachti yadino bisaki shel boso." As a boso, because the Mechaber in Siddalid mentioned two things. First of all, that one is not allowed to be chaitich cheese with the sacking of boso, and furthermore, even to cut the pas that he intends to eat with the cheese, he cannot cut that pas, that bread, with the sacking of boso. So that's a big achidesh. The second din is Sivdal is a big achidesh. So the Ramo says, but if he is neitzit b'karka kosher, so it's all right. That removes the bosom. So the tases, the sivov, ze koya mashikosav, sharei tzelachter gvino bisake shel bosom. In other words, that neitzit is necessary in respect to the first din siv dalet. If he wants to use the sake shel bosom for cutting cheese, avu mashikosav the second din, shel osa lachter lechem, so there it's not even necessary to be neitz b'karka kosher. Just wipe it. It's all hakinu hasaki. Kidi mashna b'siyosef. Mashikosa b'sheim or chizchayim b'sheim rabbi shimshem. V'shom kosa v'atam da v'nisim tam v'nisim tam. Uldidon in tzorech loze. Sheharei mivuya b'sim in tzadik vov di davki b'davachari v'amrinon d'vili al shumidich k'nisakim. So we mentioned the Nikudas HaKesef is chelik. And I said that the Nikudas HaKesef is very reasonable. Nikudas HaKesef shita is that the whole effect of Nihitze v'karka kosher is only to remove a grease that dried up and became impregnated on the surface of the sake. But it's Nihitze v'karka kosher does not have the effect of extracting bleed. That it cannot. However, that's the pashtus. I mean, that's the most reasonable psha explanation. But I said that from the taz it's mashma that needs a bisakin koshe also extracts that which is al pudim considered to be bula. In other words, what is the taz? Now there is no machlekes in mitzias. Now you see, the mitzias is that nitzah bisakin bikarka kosher is necessary in order to remove a grease that became so dried up and hard on the surface of the sakin that it's actually impregnated into the surface of the sakin. But you can see it with your eyes. Sometimes you see, you take a look at the kele or you take a look at the knife, you see certain grease that is hardened. It became an integral part of the sakin, of the kale. So according to the Shah, that does not have a din of bulua. That according to the Taz, even though you can see it with your eyes, but since it is not something that can be removed easily, so it's considered like bulua. I mean, that's strange. Why should it be considered like bulua if you can see it with your eyes? So true, it's very, very hard, and it's impregnated into the surface of the sake. But it still should be considered like a beer, not like lula. Now let's see, in light of this, let's understand the Taz. Now the Rabbi Kveigi arrests a certain kasha against the Taz. He says, Zekoe, when the Ramo requires niyitze bikarka koshe in order to be able to use that zakin, so it's only in respect to the first din in Siv Dalet, namely the din that osa lachter gvino bisakin shagim lachter bosom. But in respect to the second din in Siv Dalet, that osa lachter pas sheheichli ima gvino bisakin shechitchim bosom, so niitze is not even necessary. All that is necessary is kinuach. Now, what does kinuach do? Kinuach, certainly, that goes without saying. Kinuach accomplishes the removal of the be'er, the grease that adheres to the surface of the sake. Oh, so he says, in respect to the use, to using the sake of bosom for calling pass, all that is necessary is to remove the be'er. So, to remove the be'er, so kinuach. But in respect to using the sake shel bosom in cutting cheese, so then it's not enough to remove the be'er. Then we must extract the bleah. Which kind of bleah? The bleah that is bolua, that is impregnated in the periphery of the sake. So that requires niyitze b'karka kosher. Koya mashikosav sharei tzelachter mina b'sake shel bosom. Al mashikosav sheosa lachtich lechem loitzorich rak hinuach hasaki. Just kinuach. Kinimashav b'siyosef. מה שקוס אבישי מוחס חיים בשביל רבי שמשל, וישום קוס ובטעם, דאב ניסן טעם בניסן טעם, ולדידון אין צורך לזה, שהרמבוי אביסים יצא לדבור, דידאבקי בדובר חריף, אמבין הדיבלי, המשודוך כניסקים. So he says, even in respect to what the Bess Yosef says, in the name of Rabbi Mishimshin, that all that is required is kinuach hasakim in order to use the sakim shel boso for cutting pass. So all that we has to be done is kinuach hasakim. So he says, why isn't it necessary to be in zikaka koshe? Because not banat. So the Taz says, no, we don't have to resort to not banat. Without recourse to not banat. Without recourse to not banat. So it's not necessary to be neiz v'kaka koshe. Without resorting to not banat. Why? So why does Rabbi Shimshon resort to not banat? The answer is because Rabbi Shimshon Shiti is that where there is a tuchke disakine, then it can be mavliya, it can be mavlit, even mitzeh. But we pass that tuchke disakine by itself cannot be mavliya or mavlit mitzeh. Only if we have a combination of tuchke disakine and dovah harif. And dovah harif, in other words, if you have a sakin that is a pli or visa. So then, and that has a bli of visa, and then you cut with that sakin a cold garlic, idomachari, pepper, something that is very sharp. So then the garlic and the pepper becomes osa, because idomachari even mitzainen is capable of being mafli de belua. Mashenkein, if you cut, let's say with a sakin of isa that has a bli of isa, you cut an apple, not in the bachari, so then the apple does not become osa. There is a shite, however, the tuchke di sakine is mavlit and mavliya even without a dobachari. So the reason is why, so that says, the reason is why Rabbi Nushimshi says that. What the reason is why Rabbi Shimshon has to resort to the principle of not banat, and if not for the principle of not banat, and if not for the heter of not banat, then it would be, then kinuach hasakin wouldn't be enough, and we would require needs bikar koshe, is because Rabbi Shimshon holds or is cheshish for the shite, the tuchke de sakine is mavli and mavlit without the bachar. Masha'inkin, we pass in Simen Tzadik Vov that only the tuchke de sakine is effective to be mavliya and to be mavlit only with the bachari. So mainly we don't even have to resort ligabe the use of the sakin shel boso in cutting pass that will be used, that will be eaten together with vino, so all that is necessary is kinuach hasakin, and we don't have to resort to nitz mikar koshe without recourse. Sakin is considered like bli. It's considered like bli. But this is the kind of bli that is a lower degree of bli than kiniklipe. We are accustomed that the lowest degree of bli is kiniklipe. No. According to the Taz, there is even a lower degree of bli. That is the kind of bli that you can see with your eyes. The grease that becomes hardened in the periphery of Isaki, that you can notice it with the naked eye, you can notice it, but it's impossible to remove it by rubbing. So that kind of blie can be removed through nitzo bikarka kosh. So he says as follows. In other words, that when we don't require, the Ramo doesn't require nitzelikaka kosher ligabei the rituch of Isaac in Shalboso, of Isaac in Shalboso in Lech. Where does he require nitzelikaka kosher? Only if he wants to use the Isaac in Shalboso in cutting green. So he says, Zeko ya mashiko shari tzalach te vino bisaki shol boso. Avu mashiko saf shol salach lechem li tzolach hakin chasaki. And nothing more. And we don't even have to resort to nabanat. Why? Because there is no bli. There is no bli. Now the Likud is a kesem is masik on this task. He says, here we don't, it's not necessary to resort to bli and to aflote. I mean, all that is necessary here, all that is necessary here is to remove a bien. So maybe it's not shayach to say not banat here. But the Taz holds, no. It is shayach to say not banat. But he says that ligabe, the use of the saki, shel boso, and the pas that will be eaten together with grino, so we don't need more than kinuach. We don't need more than kinuach. Masheinkei, in order to use the sakin shel boso in cutting cheese, then kinuach is not enough. Now the question is, why isn't kinuach enough? The tashit is that wherever the purpose is just to remove a ben, so kinuach does the job. So, and the tashit is that duchkin isakine uncoupled with dovachari is not mavli, not mavli. So then the question arises, why does the Ramo require niyitze mikaga koshe in respect to the chituch of gvino bisakin shobos? What? Let's apply kinuach. So the kinuach will remove all the grease that is there. And whatever is not removed, in other words, that which is impregnated into the surface of the sakin, so that will not go binivla for the chituch hasakin, because duchkin is sakine uncoupled with dov harif is not mavliya. So why does the Ramo require niyitze dikarka koshe in respect to one who wants to cut gvino bisakin shabos? Why, even if he wants to cut Vino bisaki shalboso, let kinuach suffice, because kinuach will remove all the grease. What will it not remove? It will not remove the bria that is impregnated, the grease that is impregnated in the surface of the saki. But that cannot be nivlat v'duchke nisakine. When he cuts that bria of boso that is impregnated in the surface of the saki, when he cuts the cheese, will not be nivlat in the cheese. Because it will be, cheese is not a dovachari. So why does he say that the Ramo requires niyitzelikar koshe before he can use the sakin in cutting cheese? Let him use the sakin in cutting cheese without niyitzelikar koshe, just by drying it with a rag, that's all. So we have to say that the Ramo, in other words, that even though we pass, like the Rishayim, like most Rishayim, that Tuchken is akine by itself, uncoupled with Dov Harif, is not Mavliya, like most Rishayim, that's the event, but Lechatchile, we have to be Cheshish for the Shittes Rishayim, there is such a Shittes Rishayim, the Tuchken is akine, Teisves in Chum, the beginning of Nakel Shochtim, mentions such a Rosh. So we have to be chayshish for the shittes rishenim. The duchken is akine can be mavliya b'tzeinen, even when it's uncoupled with dovachar. So because of that, the Ramo requires that before he's allowed lechatchile to use the sakin shel boso in cutting cheese, he has to be neid v'karka koshe. Because if he's not neid v'karka koshe, so all the grease that is impregnated in the periphery of the sakin will remain. And then when he cuts,
When he cuts, so according to the few Mishenim, it will be nibla in the cheese. The Ereb, we don't, we're not cheshish for those Mishenim. But the Chathila, we have to be cheshish. That's the reason as to why the Ramah requires Nitzim Kara Koshe in respect to the first group. Now the question arises, so why does he say the Taz, that it doesn't require Nitzim Kara Koshe in respect to the second group? And we don't even have to resort to Nat Banat. If we don't resort to Nat Banat, and we have to be cheshish lechatchile. We have to be cheshish for lechatchile for the shivus of Shemim that tuchke b'sakine is mavliya mafli b'tzeinen even uncombined, uncoupled with tovachari. So memele it should be osel lechatchile. Even to use a sakin shel bosor, even if you took a leg and you are mikaneach it well, to use that sakin in cutting, in slicing bread that will be used in conjunction with bin. Why? Because according to Chathil Eftel Cheshish, so Mimele, if he's not made with Kado Koshe, so all the blia, the superficial blia impregnated in the periphery of the sake remains. So then, when he cuts the bread, so according to these Rishayim, the bread will be belaya, will absorb some particles of bosor from the sake, futuchke lisakine, and then he'll eat it together with cheese. So it's awesome. So it's awesome. So it's awesome. And then, so why does it, so, the lapoches, you could say, so is the Rabbi Shimshin says, so we understand? Rabbi Shimshin says that it's muter, because even if the sake, even according to the Rishayim, the Tuchke Nisakine can be mafli, and can be mafliya. So Mele, when he uses the Sakin Shal Bosom, that has a superficial blin to periphery of Bosom, and then in cutting the bread, so then the Tuchke Nisakine will be mafli some particles of Bosom from the Sakin, from the periphery of the Sakin, and it will be absorbed in the bread. It'll be absorbed in the bread, and then lead the bread with cheese. It's still muter, says Rabbi Shimshin, because the bosor gave it time in the sakin, and then the sakin gave it time for cutting. It gave it time in the bread, so it's the derivative time of bosor. So this time and this time is muter. But the Taz says we don't have to resort to it. Why don't we have to resort to it? So we have to resort. So that's Rabbi Gilead's kasha. In other words, that's really Rabbi Gilead's kasha against the Taz. How do they say we don't have to resort to Nagmanat? We certainly have to resort to Nagmanat. We certainly have to resort to Nagmanat. He says, and then he asks another kasha. We can bozei shlodim tuvi. The mashmoi is aposkim. So that's the kasha of Nikolas HaKesem. That's really Nikolas HaKesem. Sorry. In other words, first of all, he asks against the Taz, why does he say that we don't have to resort to the time of Rabbi Shimshin? We certainly have to resort to the time of Rabbi Shimshin. Without recourse to Nabanat, so it's certainly also. It's certainly also without needs in the Kaka Koshi. And then he asks, even if we do resort to Nabanat, it still should be yourself. Because Nabanat is only ahead there on Tam, on Blie. But here it's not just a question of Tam. This is Ben Mamish. But it's Alben Ben. There is a certain grease that is readily removable by just taking a rag and drying it, wiping it, so it's removed, and then there is certain grease that adheres so firmly to the surface of the Zakim that cannot be disposed, cannot be removed so quickly with wiping. But it's still Be'en. So it's not Nesen Tamo, Nesen Tamo Boso. It's Mamesh, Nesen Tamo Boso with Gino. And that's the Asogia of the Ibn Zakest. So, as far as that is concerned, so his shita is, even though the Nukunis HaKesed is certainly more mistabea, but the shita of the Taz is that this kind of a bien that is so hard that it is impregnated into the surface of the sakin is not considered as bien. It's considered like something that is latent in the interior of the sakin. It doesn't make any difference. The fact that I can see it doesn't mean anything. But it's so hard, it cannot be removed. So it's considered bula. If it's considered bula, so maybe it's not bula. There's the targets. All right. And then he has another guy. And he says, Vim came to the Mikana Banat, Gam, Oselal is Dogim Bikor or Boso, Lechel Bikusech, Ein Taz, Simen Sadikates, if gotten Dalet, Vamaisha Nimen Hochel Hatrile, Lachte Halechel Lochel. So the Taz himself, in Simen Sadikates, Sivkot Ndalet says that the aloche of Nat Banat is only the Eved. There we discuss this, two kinds of Eved, two kinds of Hatchile. So in other words, so he says, when are we Mati in Nat Banat, when there is a certain type of Eved? Let's say, dog in Shom, because Shom Boso, Mutaloch on the Kusech. Let's say, you cooked fish, and then once, so then you took it out from the pot and you put it on the plate. So then the plate, hot in hot state, some mele in a plate of boso. In a fleishige plate you put it. So the fleishige plate has a blea of boso. When you put the fish, so the fish absorbs, is mufflet, certain particles of boso into it. So then you're allowed to eat that fish together with butter, cheese, and milk, not mutaloch mikusa. Why? Because the meat gave a tam in the plate, and then the plate gave a tam in the fish. So the fish represents the derivative tam of boso, not the primary tam of boso. So it's muta. But here we also have a certain type of idevet, because it was already cooked. Now, so you can say it's not a real David. Why? Because who forces him to eat it with butter? So we say it is a certain type of David because he's always the custom to eat fish with butter, with milk. That is habit. So the mele, we also have a certain type of David. So it's put there. But lechatchile, if his intention is to eat the fish with butter, to take out the fish, the hot fish, and put it in a flaking plate with the intention of eating it with butter, that is not allowed, the Taz says. Only if he already did it, he didn't test the shaylas. And he already put the hot fish in a flaking plate. And his habit, his practice is always to eat fish with butter. So it's a certain type of a dieta. So it's muta. But lechatchile, if he asks us, now I have to take out the fish from the day and put it in a plate. Can I put it in a flaking plate? I want to eat it with butter. So then the answer will be no. Lechatchile, to put yourself in a situation where you'll have to eat not banat, not allowed. So the mele, he has the kashe. So Rabbi Kvinger has the kashe. So why does he say that the Ramos din of Nietzsche, the Kara Koshi, does not apply to the second din in Sivdalet? Just kinuach is enough. In other words, to eat without needs and bikar kakoshi. So Rabbi Nishimshen. So he says, Rabbi Nishimshen says, that's Rabbi Nishimshen. Rabbi Nishimshen says because of Nabanat. So it's a kash against Rabbi Nishimshen. How can Nabanat avail us? Nabanat is only muta the Eved, a certain type of the Eved, where it's already all because of also. But here, we had to be malet in the Korosh of Boso, you're not allowed, even though it's not banat. So Memele, why does Rabbi Shimshin say, in respect to the second deen, that we don't need Nitzavikaka Kash Koshe, and that Kinuach is not. So it seems that as far as this Kash is concerned, since this issue of lechatchila, of nabanat, not to be male a fish in a karish or bosal, if his intention is to eat the fish with milk, so this lechatchila certainly is only an issa rabbon. And we see that this issa rabbon is so kal that we are materet diabet. Even a diabet, the diabet of a diabet that consists of the fact that he already placed it in the fleshke plate, which is not a real diabet at all. He placed it in the fleshke plate, so let him eat it without butter. But he is accustomed to eat with butter, fish all the time with butter. So we are matter, we dispense with this lechatchile in face of such a faint lechatchile. I mean, it's not a real. So in such a faint of diabet, in such a faint diabet, it's not a real diabet. So it's only an isra abono. So it's only rabbanon, and this is rabbanon is very calm. So mele, the Taz and Rav Meshim Shem, they hold that when is there such a rabbanon lechatchile, when he will be eating not banader bish. For example, over there, if let's say he cooked fish in the pot, then he wants to take out the fish from the pot and put it in the plate. And he asks Shaila, can he put it in the fleshy plate? And his intention is to eat the fish with butter, with milk, with cheese. So then we tell him, Chatzil, you're not allowed to do it. Because if you will eat the fish with butter, and you put it now in the fleshy plate, so that fish will represent the derivative tam of posod and rabish, because the posod give it tam in the kare, and the kare give it tam. Give it tam in the fish. So then you're eating nasen tam ba nasen tam of boso together with kusach, with milk, the rabish. Because the nasen tam ba nasen tam of the fish represents is the rabish through fire, through cooking, through fire. So the boss will give it tam in the kare, and then the kare in the fish. So it's a nesen tam, bar nesen tam, the rabish. So nesen tam, bar nesen tam, the rabish, the chachomim asat lechatchile, when there is no element of that. After all, before he puts it into a fleshke plate, and he has other plates, why should he? It's no hardship for him, so we are not matter him to put it in a fleshke plate, when he can put it in a parame plate or a milkke plate. So the mele, because it's nisen tam ba nisen tam der bish, so that's also bechol min rabbanon lechatchila. Mashenikin here, even if we say like the rishonim that teichken isakine is mavlit and mavliya, b'tzeinen, but it's not der bish, so it'll be nisen tam ba nisen tam not in der bish. Teichken isakine, that's not der bish. So the mele, since it's not der bish. So then, there is no Yisra l'chatchile. There is no Yisra l'chatchile. That's the Teret, and Rabbi Glias Kashi against Rabbi Neshimshi. Against Rabbi Neshimshi. And the reason as to why the Taz says, Uldidon in Tzorich Lozeh, Uldidon in Tzorich Lozeh, so he means, so the question is, of Rabbi Glias as the Kashi, why Uldidon in Tzorich Lozeh? Without recourse to Nadbanat, without recourse in Albanat, so then it is certainly osir. Unless you say the Duchken is Akine is not Mavlik, not Mavliya. So Mele, we don't even have Albanat, but Monefsheh, if Duchken is Akine is not even Mavliya, so then it should be Mutter even to be Chetich, Gvino Bisakin Shal Bosa Al Dekinuach. And that, so the Taz says, is Osea Al Dikinuach. So we have to say that the Taz means this. In other words, Inachname. Miikhadidine. So it should be Mutea, even to be Chaytech, even to be Sakishal Bosa Al Dikinuach, without Nitzavikaka Boshi. Because most Rishayim hold that the Tukhri Sakine is only Mavli and it's only Mavlit if it's coupled with Chaytech. But vis-a-vis the Chiche of Vino Bisaki Shalboso. So there it will be, according to the Rishay, who say the Tuchel is Akine is Mavli, then is Mavliya. So then there will be Mamish and Nisa of Bosa Becholo. Then there will be Mamish and Nisa of Bosa Becholo. Because it will not be Nabanat. Let's say according to Rishay, who say that Tuchel is Akine by itself, even uncoupled with Dovahar, is Mavli. So the melee, if he takes a knife that has in its periphery a blie of Bosor and he got cheese, so according to this Rishayni, so the particles of Bosor will be niflat from the Saki, from the periphery of the Saki, and they will combine with the cheese. So it will be Bosor Becholov Mirabolon. Bosor Becholov Mirabolon, it will not be Midraize because it's not their ambition. But it will be Bosor Becholov Mamish. So vis-a-vis the Yisrael of Bosor Becholov Mirabolon, Bosor Becholov Mamish, we have to be Chayshish for the Rishayim who hold the Tuchel is Akine uncoupled with Dovacharif, his Mavlik Mavliya. Mashein came in respect to the Chtiche of Pas that will be eaten in conjunction with Gvino. So even according to the Rishayim who say that Tuchel is Akine is Mavlit and Mavliya without Dovacharif. So what will happen? They will not be aveir, the Yisea, of Bosor Becholov Midrabonon, Bosor Becholov Mamish Midrabonon. It will be a not banat. That's also from Rabonon, but that's not as strict, not as homo as the Yisea Rabonon. In Rabonon's, there are also all kinds of levels. Not only Surin Rabonon are the same, there is a difference between the Chimer or Yisea involved in the Yisea Rabonon of eating, let's say, a sandwich of cheese and meat, there's also in the Rabbanon. There are bishlos of Eiro, and eating a nabonat. So in respect to the Yisrael Rabbanon of eating Bosor Becholov Mamish, as for example, in the case of one who is chayter vino bisakin shel Bosor without needs of Gaga Koshe, so we have to be chayshish lechatchile for that Chidus Rishayim. But vis-a-vis the Yisrael Rabbonon of not eating lechatchile a not banat of Bosor with Cholov, that's relatively cow. So in respect to that Yisrael Rabbonon, we don't have to be chayshish for the Chidus Rishayim that Tuchel is Akine is Mavliya Mavlit. That's the pshat in Kamos. All right. Right now the Shach. Simon Pichas. Simon Pites, I'm sorry. Afilu shel chayovei. Sifal. Shachlim ha-shem drabot. Ad shem mishe shem shoyis. Zer vishinatu. Uviseich ha-shem shoyis afilu in boso bin ha-shenai in boso. Lifi sha-boso meitzi shumen umeishich tam atzmanoch. ולפי זה, הטעם אם הוא יוכלי אלא שלא עשה לטילק אין צורך להמתי דחיבי של יוכלי ומצי טעם דטור עושה זאת והרמב״ם נושא טעם לשיה משום בוסר שינה שיני ועלו יש לטילק צורך להמתי ותאיב לאיך יזכי חומרי שני הטעמים עד כאן לשי ונסבור דברי המחב והתרזו אף כוסה ושיח הזמן אפילו אין בוסר בין השניים עושה, within the 6 hours. אפילו עם בוסר בין השניים עושה, לפי שהבוסר מייצי שומן ומייצי טעם הזמנו, ופי חוכים לי אוכלי, אלו שלא עשה לי תינג, צורך להמתי. אף על גב שלא יוכלי, מכל מוקים טעם הבוסר, נשאר לי בפי, ומושך לי טעם שומן כלוך, עד כאן לשני, דבורף תמוי. So, in other words, the Shach says dwarf tmuim and levush because it's not in accord, it's not in conformity to what the Torah says. But, and by itself, it's not so difficult, it's not so unreasonable. Only thing is, he's chelik on the Torah in regard to the Metzias. According to the Torah, so the Metzias is that when Nistama boson nim shall be paid, dafke when you swallow the boson. But if you don't swallow the boson, you just chew on it, so then tama boson is not nimshalipe. The swallowing of the boson leaves a certain sensitivity in the palate. That's the mitzvah. And I mean, it has a psychological basis, I mean. Why the Torah says it? But this is what the Torah says. So the Torah is really the declaratory of the Metzias, that when you swallow basar, so then when you swallow basar, so certain juices are come out, so because of that a certain sensitivity is left in the palate, in the mouth. But if you don't swallow basar, you just chew on it, then no sensitivity is left, no tamboso is left in the palates, in the mouth. That's the mitzias. The aterezov, the levush, holds that the mitzias is different. He holds that if swallowing of the boso leaves a certain tam of boso in the mouth, so alach haskamo v'chamo, that if boso remains, the bosal remains between the teeth, in the mouth, it certainly leaves a certain tam of bosal in the mouth. This is what the Atarazor holds. But the Torah says, no, you can have an abundance of bosal between the teeth, but that will not leave a certain sensitivity, a certain tam bosal in the palate. Masheike, if you swallow it, then the swallowing provokes a certain juices to come out that will leave a tam boso in the mouth. I mean, so it's a machlekes in mitzvah. All right. Now, sivgimu v'motzah hakal boso shebin hashinai u'misirei tzorich ladiach piv kelim sheyich al gvinu. Kosovaran v'im tzorich shiev of shoyis meisiz man shemisirei elo meachil. Now, in other words, one could think that since he just cleans out the teeth and removes all the crumbs, let him wait 6 hours. So the answer is no. He does not have to wait six hours. Because of v'tereshatos kol ha'ivov din alev v'adil ya'aminek b'mtoneshon. Tzorech la'adiach piv. Kidim she'yechol gvinu. והרם כוסף שצורך כנוח הפה ולא יזכיר הדוחס הפה. Why? Because the Ram agrees with the Rambam. We mentioned it last time. In other words, the Gemara... Who? More chun that kufeyom et alev. When the Gemara says, bachleiket b'sham misirel. So, and the Gemara points out that there is no bachleiket maru machodu maru machodu. Loi pligi. El b'sham ayinu mikaneiach vua adin umadiach. B'sil ayinu madiach vua adin umkaneiach. So we have two bachleiket reshein. One bachleiket reshein means as to whether when the Gemara says b'sil ayinu madiach vua adin umkaneiach, does it mean either madiach or mikaneach, or it means both? So all the Rishayim except the Rashba and Tiras Abayi say that it means both. The Rashba and Tiras Abayi says it means either or. All right, that's one machlekes. Then there is another machlekes. Most Rishayim say that Hadocha, of course, Kinuach, means that he has to choose something, certain payments and so on. But what does Hatoch Madiach mean? So most Rishonim say that Madiach means Hatoch HaSapeh. The Rambam and the Ram, they say that Madiach means not Hatoch HaSapeh, but Hatoch HaSyodai. So it's the same thing that the Gemara discussed before in the sugi of Tole Agre Chomed Rabab, Evu Gvuna Nechom Rafiko. Alright, so Memele, he says, Sol Madiach HaPi, V'Aran Kosav, Shetzorach Kiluach HaPeh. Why? Because where is the mokir for Adwach HaSapeh? Madiach. Umkaleach. So according to most Rishonim, Madiach means Adwach HaSapeh, but according to the Rambam and the Ran, Madiach means Adwach HaSyadai. So Memele, there is no mokir for Adwach HaSapeh. So also it's not necessary to rinse the mouth. V'chein et hedik b'syosef. Why because Madiach, so Madiach means Madiach Yodon. We don't pass like the Rambam, we pass that Madiach in the Gemara of Kofei means Madiach Pe. I would only be not doing a pair, or she was a two of Havas in days, or I didn't know, Lose Kosovarab, so Madiach P, who cheat the boy in Amikinuach, Elishikitsa Belosh. Vie Shemri, now what, because in other words, he spells it out, Shach. Why? Because somebody might make the mistake, since the Ramo says, Umasire, so Madiach P, Kim Shiach, or Vino. So true, the Ramo passes like all the Shemri. Who are here come the Rashi, and they say that the Ramo paskins, the Ramo paskins like the Rishonim who are here come the Rambam and the Ram, and they hold that Madiach does not mean Madiach Yodov, it means Madiach Piv. But maybe the Ramo paskins like Rashi and Teres Abayis. That's why he only mentions Tzor Madiach Piv when he doesn't mention Kinuach. So he says it's not the Ramo paskins. Like the Rashi and Teres Abayis, that Madiach v'chein mikaneach, so it means either or. No, he passes that it means both. But he just mentions Madiach's piv, but in Achname, he has to be mikaneach piv also. He has to eat, choose something, dates or something else. Alright. Now, v'yeshemri, hey, they tzrich l'hamtin shishoyitz, rak miyad, im silei kubira b'chis amozein, muter al dikinuach v'adoch. Tam flukto oson, di ise vishas perik la koso, di acha boso oso lechol vina atzu nacher, vi das vo, di shein, di aino lich des man, zu des abeike, atzu des ere, she huf of shoyins, usvor as ayin shemri, di miyad kishe sile, kupireich, mikro su nacher es. Vi koso ma sal shom, di ukul alme, im hu sile kupireich, afi lukola im kule yosef, do binun su nacher es, vi hab miyodo ma kilim bazeh, vi toyin su biyot. עד כאן לשני. ומה שפוס ברעב והגוי, אבל בלי ברק סמוס למען המתון השור, הוא לאו דווקא. דאים, וכן עמד לכל הים כולי עושר, עד שסיליק הוא בירך. הוא בירך. ברק סמוס בירה דימוך ובוסו ולא יסודה, צורך לבוא לברוכה אחרי למקדם, ובברוך אליה בסילוק. One should make the mistake that it's ברק סמוס that is necessary. But it's not because Amozin itself that cancels this way. But in view of the fact that the derech of Yehudim is to bench after they finish eating, so Mele, if he didn't bench, so it means that the Sude is not cancelled yet. It's not concluded, the Sude. But so when he ate past, then he has to bench. If he ate other things, let's say he ate cake, he ate peres in the Sude. Or he just stayed, just boso by itself, but he has to make a brocha achreine. So until he made a brocha achreine, the suda is not concluded. It's a push. Tzorich li nakrei siv zayin. Vimotzo boso ben shir v'hachsho, tzorich li nakrei ulasir. Kvor nizboya b'siv gotin dalet. ליצור הדוחה וגינוח הפה, אבו ודא אם למוצא בוסו בן שינוב, דאמינק בהמתונשו סגי, אפילו בלוי גינוח מהדוחה. Now the Tase didn't see that the end of Sibbeis. Vidova Posh to the Mishnei Yikulezu. Lehamtin Shoach Hashetzol Etam Kimikinu Achvadoch. He said, Vidova Posh. What does he say? He says, Avu Vada. He said, Vidova Posh the other way the Shach says. Im Rimotzavos of Inshinov. The Amin of Bam Tona Shon Sage. Afilu Beloi Kinu Achvadoch. In other words, he is Chilik on the Tase. ומביא וכן כוס וביסה והתר ובמתר השחת ופסקה לוח וכן נראה מה שהוא וכן נראה אותי וכן נראה ומה שכוס ורב יהיה שאין רמיד עם סלבו בירת מותר לגנוח והדוחה משמע לגנוח והדוחה מיבואה היינה אם בוא לך ומיד אחר שסלבו בירת ומה שכוס ורב יהיה שאין רמיד מיד עם סלבו בירת מותר על די גנוח והדוחה משמע the kinuach v'adochem yiboye. So, maybe we should say like the Taz, so he says, no, the Ramah is reference to one who doesn't want to be machmir that chumre. This is also a chumre of waiting it out. He is reference to one who wants to be mekil, who wants to eat gvino immediately after the siluk ha-shulchan of the boso. So then he has to resort to kinuach v'adochem. Mashenkin, if he wants to wait it out, so then he doesn't have to wait. He doesn't have to resort to Genoa Doche. Why? I mean, it's very mistaken like the Shach. Because after all, what is the mokia of this shite? That on top of Silka Shulchan, you need 1 hour. Where do you get 1 hour? So the answer is the Zeyar and Parsha Mishpotim. So we have to say, according to that shite, we have to say that Estesa says in one Roshi that when the Gemara says that he waited Misudu Misude, which is 6 hours, so that was only a Chumre. But he missed Tzides. But Al-Pedi Yamachu, you have to wait only 1 hour. So whatever is true of 6 hours, according to the Rambam, is true of 1 hour, according to the Ashite. So just as regard to a person who already waited 6 hours, he doesn't have to resort to Genoa Doche. So a person who waited 1 hour, so that's in lieu of 6 hours. So Mimele, he doesn't have to resort to Genoa Doche either. I mean, it's very mistaken like the Shach. And then he says, V'divrei, Alechem Chamudeh is in the Mavonim of Zeh. But Alechem Chamudeh is again, happens to agree with the Taz. All right. V'chei Nochilasis. ויש מדבר כי להמתין שיש או יש אחר אכילה אז בוסו לבינו וכן לא אכן לעסיס וכן כוסף משל וכן רואו לעסיס לכל מי שיש בי ריח תל מועד נאו ובלבד שיהיה יודוב אוכל בינו מותר לך לאחר בוסו מיד ובלבד שיהיה יודוב שלא יהיה שום דופו מהגבינו נדבק בן ויום בלילו שמי אוכל להי נעשה מיטב צורך לרחת את זה גמור דף קובדל צורך לרד בודעת שיין גודו, וכל עושה דברים לא עדין בלילו, אם יש לי יופי, so until it doesn't mean, doesn't make a difference, day or night. It means night when it's dark, but if he has light, so he doesn't have to wash his hands. ומביא בסיוס פיר חיים שם, ונראה לי דווקא נוקע את ניר יופי, אבל בסתם ניר צורך לטילה, כן מה שמשע של פוסט, ומשל פיר שיסר ניר יופי תנבו, מי הוא עתו כוסה בשימר ובשם רבי פרץ, שיש לרחצום אפילו ביהם, אב ביהם, ובשפומים הגווינו שמינו, ונדבקס ולחלוחס, היודיים, ולאו עדיית, and we see that the Rambam Shita is also like רבי פרץ, and in the Rambam we find it in a big English, because בשלם in respect רבי פרץ, you could say רבי פרץ is just mentioning the חומרי, but the Rambam, I mean, see this, but the Rambam doesn't mention the distinction between day and night. So we have to say, as one of the Nisikalim says, that the Rambam holds that the distinction between day and night is not relevant today. So, in other words, that was Bakavash. Yumura says, Bakavash, Aisali Gvino Ochl, Aisali Bosve Ochl, Gulu Moshe Yodi. So he asked him, how come? So he said, it's daytime. So in other words, only if someone is in the Madrega like Havashi, who was 100% alert, but we are not in that Madrega to be sure that we will, that there might be, that to be sure that to take good notice as to whether they are spots, you know, grains of boso, of green, or, you know, and is ended up. So mele now, the Rambam passes that even the daytime, it requires the Tiras Yadayim. Tzorech l'racht. Because of Bes Yosef v'chaim z'mikupayim gimu koso b'sifar v'chaz chaim b'shimar v'shimarayim v'chol ha'dvor manei agim b'achrei nei b'mimtsoi שבין גבינו מטף, שבין רוק בלח ניר חוץ משיב של גופי בגופי בקייסו אוי המצויים צריכי אוי בס חדס שפייסלים במצויים ונפייסלים באחרים שעדיין זה יצלח לו ידע צריך לשימו וחוץ מנגבו ידי שהמצויים צריכים נגבו לשימו וחוץ משומש כשנקשיר למצויים כשישמני ויצח מנק עם זה השומן ושמח לה כאן לשימי וכי כוסה מתרס חת השום אבל משל שם חולה, כל זאת, מה החשבון המשקים שיהיה למים אחרים? לנקי סעזוע מקולצ'קין של נקים ומוברים להחלוך את המאכל. ואם כדאי בספר הזו, לפרס דבר האמת, למשוך מנו, ובחד רוקל בדום שמתריח, כלל, the question is, there is a מחלקס, between the rabbit and משל, that what's when you eat vino, and you want to eat bosom, you want to eat bosom, so you have to wash your hands, you have to wash your hands. So the question is, must you wash your hands dafke with mayim, or can you use juices too? Can you wash your hands with orange juice? So the rabbi says, no, shom mashkim are not good for mayim mtsoi. In other words, if you want to, that's mayim mtsoi. In other words, if you ate boso, if you ate gvino, and now you want to eat boso, so you have to wash your hands. So the rabbi says, you have to use water. Why? Because water removes grease more readily than the juice, because juice sticks to the skin. So mele it doesn't remove the grease so well, and the mashal is chelik. So the shach says, no, why should we be making? After all, it doesn't involve a great hardship, so we might as well conform to the shita of the rabbi. And he mentions his forehead, because juices are sticky, I mean, so mele are more viscous than water. So they don't clean off the grease as well as water. Alright. Now, you doubt it. Oh, we know what I'm going to say, 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 ladi khay du kosa kois amma amod khay shimaram shim tso dank dik nach be va doch er we ise nem shir tse yag di ma we question is now of course the only show not like the rashi shit is madia de khay kanach min zigo and we pass it means both but the question is there an order or there is no order? It doesn't make a difference which he does first, whether he does the kinuach first or he does the adoch first. So he says, the Maram Rutenberg says, in tzot v'dag b'kinuach pe v'adochim, el ra'ei ze mehen, shen yir tzeyak. Now, how is he mekaneach pi? He has to chew on something. Anything he wants to chew on, except kimche tamre yiroke, v'vishim nivokim b'chanich. All right. So dates cannot be used, except if the dates are not sticky. So those days, sometimes you find dates that are not sticky, so that can be used for kinuach. So, kein kos vatu, umash vanu chol kumche lehav kinuach, vichin mash mabash, vichol apos, vitein, amash kos vatu, as chayim chutz vikimche nisar, nisar, in other words, of barley, only the flour of barley, barley flour not, but other flour yes. So it's not mashma like that. Any flour is not fit for kinuach. Ve'eli b'shas rishpeh v'aboso mashma hedye v'chol kimchos v'adov ha'poshut sheto yisifah u'bitu. When the Torah says in erachayim chutz v'kimcha nisere, so it's a Torah yisifah. V'vushom lihishka b'zeh v'kos ha'poshut na'toshu v'chein chol dovo שיירצח חוץ מקים חמיתם ויירוק אלו שמיפוק מחניך ומקם חיוב והכך ידיח פי במים וביין. So now the Shach, so one could say, assume, that the Mechaber is really come the Shite of the Maram. The Maram said that there is no Kpede on the order, it doesn't make a difference what it was first, what the Geduach is, or Adoch has been first. But here he says, he should be Mekanei Chaspiv, and then Vahakach Yodiach Piv Mayim. Doesn't that indicate that the Mechaber is really come the Shite of Maram? So the Shach says, no, it doesn't. He says, Lav Davke, Doa Adini Magdim Adoch, וכמשיקוסו בסיפור קידאו, ולכין כוסה בסיוס בעצמו. אבל שעתו, שוק ראש המחבר, ואל סמה חיינים, הוא say that for the call to מחבר, so in order to remove all the qualms from בין השנאי, so the order is important. In other words, first he should chew. So then when he chews on something, you don't understand the reason. All right, that's contrary to the shita of the Maram and the Shach, but there are some achayim who hold that the Mechaber is Medayik and is Losh. Why? That first the Genuach has to take place, and then the Adoch has to be. Why? Because what's the effect of the Genuach? You see, certain crumbs of Bosor that remain between the teeth, so by chewing on something, so that loosens the firmness of the crumbs between the teeth by eating, so that it pushes out, it loosens it. So then, once it becomes loosened through the kenuach, so then the rinsing cleans it out completely. But if you rinse the mouth before you make the kenuach, so then there might be a number of crumbs that are firmly attached between the teeth. So then when you chew on it, so it loosen it, but there is nothing, but if there is no hadoche after that kenuach, so it will become loosened, but it will still remain between the teeth. So because of that, some achilik on the sheet of the mashach, and they require that first the kenuach should take place, and then the hadoche speak. All right. באמת דבר מהמורים בפסר בהימו וחיו, אבל הוא בולך לבשר רווח הגבינו, אין יצוריך, לא יקינוח ולא יניטיל. ואף אגב דחיו מדרבונון, כיו, so the question is, אבל הוא בולך לבשר רווח הגבינו, אין יצוריך ולא יניטיל.